Finally today, we meet two singers who are being recognized tonight at a ceremony in London. Masa Vedat is from Iran and Ferhat Tunç is from Turkey. They are this year's joint recipients of the Free Muse Award. It's given by an organization that advocates freedom of expression for musicians. The world's Laura Lynch has more.
Masa Vedat is living through some of Iran's darkest days as she watches the voices of protest in her country silenced. To cope, she turns to her music, where she says she finds strength and solace.
It is a kind of freedom for me always, especially now when I am in stage. I think that I am, it's my second home and I can express the deepest emotion through music.
Vedat continues to live in Iran despite the severe restrictions placed on her and other artists. As a woman, she cannot sing in public to mixed audiences. She refuses to perform for women only, so she stages all of her concerts outside Iran. This song, called Mystery, is typical of her mix of traditional Iranian music and classic poetry.
We recorded it after BAM earthquake in Iran. You know, it was a catastrophic earthquake. You know, and when I hear this music, I always think about children, their eyes, and, you know, we had a very difficult time.
Vedat is being recognized for resisting Iranian attempts to control her music and her travels. She says the award and the recognition makes her even more determined to fight for freedom of expression.
When I started music, I never thought, even imagined about the existence of censorship. But when I chose it as my career, I really saw the big shadow of censorship and I, you know, felt it with my flesh and soul. So it is very precious for me, and really it gave me, as I told, a big motivation, and I'm very happy.
The second recipient of this year's award has faced death threats, police beatings, and time in prison in the course of 3 decades of performing. Ferhat Tunç is part of Turkey's Kurdish minority. Tunç grew up forbidden by law from speaking his own Kurdish language. His songs focus on the struggles he and other Kurds face.
Although my roots are in the folk tradition, my music has been seen as protest music for the last 20 years. My lyrics often become an expression of the realities and suffering I've witnessed. And in the past decade, my songs have become a call for the war within Turkey to end and for peace to prevail.
Tunç's concerts have been stopped by the police and his songs have been censored on radio and television. So he hopes the award will send a message to those who want to silence him.
What I got in return for singing my songs was to be censored. So I accept this award to prove I was not alone. It encourages me to realize there are artists in different parts of the world who are in solidarity with me while I'm banned in my own country. I see this as the world's reply to anti-democratic actions in Turkey.
For the world, I'm Laura Lynch in London.
That's our program today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for tuning in.